Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And that Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has allowed us to come before you another day. Bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael, of the house of Israel. located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And again, I praise Almighty Yah for giving us this opportunity once again to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Yesterday, we were dealing with prosperity, true prosperity, the prosperity that is spoken of out of the mouth of Yahweh. And we find that true prosperity is your ability to walk with the Most High. This is what we all start to do. And this is what our foreparents did. They walked with Yahweh. And no matter where their travels went, no matter how difficult the situation was, no matter the circumstance, the place, the hour, they found that if you walk with Yah and you are with him, he indeed will be with you. And that is your prosperity. The fact that Yahweh is with you. And when Yahweh is with you, who can be against you? All the scriptures let us know how prosperous not only our fathers were, but how prosperous you will be only if you are committed to walking with him. Yesterday, our program was cut a little bit short because of technical difficulties. There was a couple scriptures that we were not able to get on air. And I'm going to read those scriptures now, and then we're going to discuss the other subject that the Creator gave to me to bring to you, called the Sanctuary. When you're walking with the Most High, there are certain things you got to know. Walking with him is your prosperity, but then you're going to learn the other things you must do in walking with the Most High. But one of the scriptures I want you to see to show you how Yahweh will be with you. I love this scripture right here in the book of Genesis, the 39th chapter. I want you to see that. This is about our father Yosef. He was in difficult times, and I want you to see this, and I'm going to start reading at the very first verse, and this is just a small recap right before we get into the sanctuary, discussion about the sanctuary. And this is what it says, 39:1. And Yosef was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites. because our father Yosef was sold into slavery. And when a man sold into slavery, it really don't look like Yahweh is with him at all. But watch what it says. Which had brought him down there. And Yahweh was with Yosef. See what it says right after he talked about being sold to the Egyptian by the hands of the Ishmaelites. And watch right after it says, and Yahweh was with Yosef. And it says, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that Yahweh was with him. Why can't we see when Yahweh is with an individual? Why can't we see when a man is prosperous? Because Yahweh is with him. Even an Egyptian was able to see this. And that Yahweh made all that he did to prosper in his hand. What do a man got to do to show his family, to show his people, to show his community, to show his congregation that Yahweh is with him? You can't see it. But the Egyptian was able to see the prosperity of Yosef. And he was sold into slavery. But watch this. In this same Genesis 39, starting at the 19th verse, watch what this says. And it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife. And if you don't know this story, Yosef, master, the Egyptian, his wife wanted to sleep with Yosef. But Yosef, no, I'm not about to do no mess like this. That's wickedness. That's foolishness. And so Yosef fled from his master's wife, but she tore his clothes. And it seemed as if Yosef was guilty, but he really wasn't. As many of our people out there, it looked like an individual is guilty. It looked like a person doing wrong. It looked like a person is not righteous. But then when you hear all facts, then you have to come to the undeniable truth. Man is innocent and Yahweh is with him. Watch what it says, 19th verse. And it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, after this manner did your servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And your master took him, put him into the prison. In other words, he was already in Egypt in slavery, in bondage, but now he's thrown into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in prison. And watch the 21st verse. But Yahweh was with Yosef. Even though he went into slavery, Yahweh was with him. Even though he was cast into prison, the scriptures still say, but Yahweh was with him and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Yosef's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatever he did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because Yahweh was with him. And that which he did, Yahweh made it to prosper. Because this is true prosperity in the scriptures. But other people don't see prosperity. Not in themselves. Not in nothing. They see prosperity like the world wants you to see it. Educated. You got a car, you got a house, you got a dog and a white picket fence. That's prosperity to our people. But that's not prosperity at all. The wicked got all those things. True prosperity is when Yahweh is with you. And no matter where you find yourself, he make your way prosperous. And then I read two scriptures that a lot of people didn't get. And the first one I went to is in the book of Psalm 37. So you turn there. In the book of Psalm 37, this is what it says in the very first verse. Psalm 37:1, fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be you envious against the workers of iniquity. Here it is. And you're going to see why you don't supposed to fret. But the scriptures tell us, fret not yourself because of evildoers. The word fret means, why would you concern yourself about an evildoer? You getting all worked up and bent out of shape about somebody you claim is doing evil. So what you getting worked up about them for? You don't even supposed to fret. Yeah, people do things all the time that's not good. That's wrong. That's evil. That's sinful. That's wicked. What you getting worked up for? And our people get bent out of shape when the scriptures say all you're supposed to do is good. And I'm going to show you that. But watch what it says. But no, you're going to fret because of evildoers. And not only will you fret because of evildoers, you will become envious against the workers of iniquities. And I'm going to show you how you do it. But watch what this says. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, wither as the green herb. That's why you don't fret. And that's why you don't be envious. Because they're going to be cut down anyway, like the grass. They're going to wither as the green herb anyway. So what you worried about for? Watch what the scripture say. Trust in Yahweh and do good. That's all you got to do. Yeah, he this, and he won't do that, and he doing this, and he believes this, and he just trust in Yahweh and do good. That's all you got to do. So shall you dwell in the land and truth. You shall be faithful. Light yourself also in Yahweh, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Who don't want the desires of their heart? You want something to stop? Yahweh will make it stop. You want something to happen? Yahweh will make it happen. But first you got to delight yourself in Yahweh. And maybe that's the reason why you're not getting the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto Yahweh. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Because this is what you do when you walk with Yahweh. And Yahweh will be with you. And if Yahweh is with you, he will make your way prosperous. Because this is true prosperity in the scriptures. Watch what it says. And he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light. You don't have to sell yourself talking about how good you are and how right you are and how you didn't do this and how you do that. No, Yahweh bring forth your right, your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Watch the 7th verse. Rest in Yahweh and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in the way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. You're not even supposed to concern yourself about evildoers. Yeah, what they're doing, and they seem like they evil and they're wicked, they're getting away with it. They're not getting away with nothing. Yahweh has already proclaimed they shall be soon cut down as the grass and wither as the green herb. All you got to do is rest in Yahweh and wait patiently. And watch the 8th verse. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. What you getting all bent out of shape for? What you getting all angry for? And now your anger has turned to wrath. And instead of you just trusting Yahweh and doing good, now all of a sudden you're forsaking Yahweh. And I can just go to town on how you forsake Yahweh. But you know how you're faking Yahweh. You think you're right, but you're just angry and full of wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon Yahweh, they shall inherit the earth. Yeah, you can be right in your own eyes all you want to, but make no mistake about it. When Yahweh is with you, as he was with yourself, as he was with Joshua, as he was with Moses, as he was with Abraham and Abraham's servant, as we learned yesterday, he will make your way prosperous. Not this money that everybody running after. That's not prosperity. True prosperity is when Yahweh is with you. In the last scripture I read from yesterday is in Psalm 73. And I told you, I'm going to show you how you begin to forsake the Most High and how you fret because of evildoers and how you become envious of the workers of iniquity. Watch what it says in the book of Psalm 73. Starting at the very first verse. Truly, Elohim is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. You got to have a clean heart. But watch this. What's this psalmist? This is a psalm of Asaph. Asaph. Asaph was a holy man. He was a righteous man. He was one of David's top music guys who would make instruments and write songs. Asaph was very holy and righteous. Watch what he says. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well near slipped. And why? Why was his feet almost gone? And let me tell y'all, I won't even admit what he is admitting. You won't even say nothing about your steps being well near slipped. You won't even admit that. You will try to justify the foolishness, but not a thought. This is how you know this man was righteous. Watch what he says. For I was envious at the foolish, because you did exactly what the foolish would do. All you got to look at, all the foolish that came before you, they did exactly what you're doing. They made decisions just like you did. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, in other words, he's seen, okay, this is how the wicked do it, and they getting away with it, and nobody said nothing to them, but I guess I can do it. Watch what it says, the fourth verse. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. He's talking about the foolish, wicked. They are not in trouble as other men. Neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. They're iced and out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt. Speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore, his people return here, and waters of full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how does Elohim know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Yeah, they are. Like, the reason why they're getting away with it, because there is no Elohim. And that's what a fool saying is hard. There is no Elohim. Behold, these are the wicked who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Truly, I've cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. He said, look, man, everything I've been doing, trying to do right, I've been doing it in vain. This is how the foolish and the wicked will make you feel. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning, because the righteous, they every morning they thinking about what they done did and how they done did it, and they just so hard on themselves that they feel chastened every morning. Let me pray. Let me get myself together. Let me consider my end. But not so wicked. The wicked don't consider nothing. So no, they're not chastened at all. But the righteous chastened every morning. 15 verse. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of your children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. And watch this. This is the part that you need to know. This is the end of the matter. Watch what he says. 17 verse. Until I went into the sanctuary of Elohim, then understood I therein. In other words, prior to going to the sanctuary of Elohim, I thought the foolish was getting away with something. I thought the wicked was prospering. I thought there's nobody watching anyway. I thought I had to take matters into my own hand. And I'm my own sanctuary. And I control good and evil. And I'm not going to let nobody do this to me and say this to me. And I'm going to control my own destiny. But what did the Psalm say? Until I went into the sanctuary of Elohim, then I understood. Then understood I therein. Surely you did set them in slippery places. You cast them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terrors, as a dream when one wakes. So Yah, when you wake, you shall despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have held me by my right hand. You shall guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there's none upon the earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but Elohim is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Lo, they that are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all them that go a horn from you. But it is good for me to draw near to Elohim. I put my trust in Yahweh, that I may declare all your works. And as you can see, when did he realize this? When did he understand this? Not running away from the sanctuary of Elohim. Not talking about the sanctuary of Elohim. Not casting down the sanctuary of Elohim. Not reproving the sanctuary of Elohim. But until I went into the sanctuary of Elohim, then understood I therein. To bring us to the lesson that we're here to talk about today, the sanctuary. Because in truth, Israel don't respect no sanctuary at all. Collectively, yes, there's individuals. You would think that the sanctuary did something to our people, that they can decide when and when they're going to go to the sanctuary of Yahweh. The sanctuary, that's just a building. Not realizing all the holy men, every last single one of them, had respect and honor for Yah's sanctuary. And why? Where do you think Yahweh placed his name? In his sanctuary. Little do people know, you're not going to find Yahweh in the synagogue, in the kingdom hall, in the church, in the mosque, in the shrine, or any of these false temples and sanctuaries. They don't even call them sanctuaries. And it's good that they don't. The only ones that call their meeting place a sanctuary is Yahweh. And here it is. Yahweh lets us know where his spirit is placed, where his spirit is located. I know people think it's there in their house. Well, if it's there in your house, why did Yahweh call you out of your house on a Sabbath day? Now, it is the truth that everybody can get to a sanctuary, but there's many who can't. And Yahweh called our people out of their house. And our people treat the sanctuary as some club. They can go when they want to go. They can crash it when they want to crash it. They can dress the way they want to dress. They can do what they want to do. They can act the way they want to act. And I'm going to show you. Not according to Yahweh. He's got a sanctuary for one reason and one reason only. And you're going to see. Watch this in the book of Psalm 77. The sanctuary. See, you can't be prosperous with Yahweh and then forsake his sanctuary. That don't make sense at all. And people are forsaking the sanctuary of Yahweh. Let me show you how the scriptures see the sanctuary of Yahweh and what the sanctuary of Yahweh is. In the book of Psalm 77, watch what this is. 11 verse. I will remember the works of Yahweh. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate also of all your work and talk of your doings. And watch the 13th verse. Your way, Yahweh, your way, O Elohim, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a Elohim as our Elohim? You are the Elohim that does wonders. You have declared your strength among your people. You don't go to people's houses to find the way of Yahweh, the way of Elohim. Most of the time you go to people's houses, they won't even talk about Elohim. But that's not where you find the way of Elohim. For the scriptures say, your way, O Elohim, is in the sanctuary. And where do you find this word? Where do you see and find the various wonders? Who's talking about his wonders? But his true servants that meditate and talk of his great wonders. Yes, the sanctuary. You think you come to the sanctuary because you're trying to find a wife or you trying to find some friends, or you trying to do this, or you trying... No, that's not why you coming to the sanctuary of Elohim. You should be coming, because that's where his way is. It's in the sanctuary. And all over the scriptures, this is what you're going to find. And there are people who might tell you, the only sanctuary of Yahweh is in the land. And I'm going to show you that that's not the truth. That once again, you're being deceived. Watch what the scriptures let us know about the sanctuary of Yahweh in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. And remember, the first thing you seen is that his way is in the sanctuary. But in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, watch what it says. And I'm going to start reading at the 13th verse. Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary. Hell, Yahweh will be your sanctuary. And how will Yahweh be a sanctuary for you? He's going to be a sanctuary for you because he's going to provide a place where you can learn his way. Why would he want to do that? How else can you walk with Yahweh? And how else will Yahweh be with you and make your way prosperous and you not even walking with him? And one of the ways you walk with Yahweh is with a sanctuary. Here it is. We got people listening all over the internet. And they say they belong to this sanctuary or that sanctuary or that sanctuary. But whatever sanctuary it is, you better make sure that the sanctuary of Elohim is where you will find his way. It ain't about you. It ain't about your feelings. It ain't about your attitude. It ain't about what you think. It's about the Most High. And oftentimes, this is what our people forget. And as soon as they forget it, just like Asaph said, you start slipping. You start falling backwards. And then you begin to forsake Yahweh. And why? Because you forsook his way. And how? Because you forsook his sanctuary. 14th verse. Again. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, and for a gin, and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. Yahweh says, bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait upon Yahweh that hides his face from the house of Yaakov, and I will look for him. And you only can find Yahweh one place and one place only, and that's the sanctuary. And let me show you that in the book of Ezekiel, the 11th chapter. Why do you think the ambassadors of hell is constantly and consistently trying to steal your soul, to take you away from the Sabbath day, trying to take you away from the sanctuary? Even your own heart is witness against you. I'm not coming back to the sanctuary. Why? What did the sanctuary do to you? Did not the sanctuary teach you the way of Elohim? But no, you're against the sanctuary, which only means you are against the way of Yahweh. For what did Scripture say? The way of Elohim is in the sanctuary. It's not in your house. It's not your job. It's not in your car. It's not in your trunk. It's not in your glove department. It's in the sanctuary. And many of the things that you will find in there, you don't want to hear. So what do? You forsake the sanctuary. In the book of Ezekiel, the 11th chapter, watch what it says. And we're going to start reading at the 14th verse. At the 14th verse. And again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, your brother, even your brothers, the men of your kindred, and all the house of Israel, holy are they to whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, Get you far from Yahweh. Unto us is this land given in possession. Sixteen verse. But watch this. Therefore, thus says Yah Elohim, although I cast them far off among heathens, and where are we at? Far off among the heathen. And although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Yes. You think Yahweh in your house? We don't go to your house to learn the way of Yahweh. We don't go to your job to learn the way of Yahweh. We don't go to no club, no bar. Nor do we go to Kingdom Hall or the synagogue or the church or the mosque or the shrine. We go to the sanctuary of Yahweh. And what did he say? I have scattered them among the countries. Yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Therefore say, thus is Yah Elohim. I will even gather you from the people, assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they shall come there, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abominations there from there. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh that they may walk in my statutes, keep my ordinances, and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. Yes. And how will all this happen? It's simple. Yahweh becoming a little sanctuary to us. As was said, I almost slipped and almost failed until I went into the sanctuary. And then I understood their meaning. Then I understood how foolish I was. Then I understood how I was slipping until I went into the sanctuary. And how did I know I was slipping? For the way of Elohim is in the sanctuary. Where you thought it was? In your house? In your basement? And Yahweh will put a sign among his people. And let me show you this sign. And you'll read about it in the book of Ezekiel, the 9th chapter. Let us turn there. And watch what this is. Because make no mistake about it. Even though the way of Elohim is in the sanctuary, because that's where you're going to learn his ways, that don't mean everybody in that sanctuary will do his ways. No, there's many people. They there, but not for the right reasons. And watch what Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, says. The very first verse. He cried also in my ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near. And who got charge over the city? His angels. Who got charge over the sanctuary? His angels. Who got charge over your house? His angels. Who got charge over you and I? His angels. Watch what it says. Even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, 6 men came from the way of the high gate, which lies toward the north. And every man with a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's ink horn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. So here it is, 7 men. 6 of them coming to destroy, and one, only one, coming to bless. And watch what it says. Third verse. The glory of the Elohim of Israel was gone up from the cherub whereupon he was to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's ink horn by his side. Everybody else got weapons. All he got is an ink horn. And Yahweh said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. And everybody's not crying about all the abominations of our people. Everybody is not trying to stand in the gap. They looking out for themselves. And when they start looking out for themselves, they still are not looking out for themselves in the manner, in the way that the scriptures that Yahweh tell a man look and save himself for. But watch what it says. And to the others he said in my hearing, go you after him through the city and smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have you pity. Slay utterly, old and young. Look, because you old don't mean you good. Because you young don't mean you right. Both maids and little children, and women. Everybody got to deal with this judgment. But come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. And why do you begin that? People think you begin at the sanctuary because that's where the teachers are. That's where the priests are. No, they begin at the sanctuary because that's where the marking starts. If you're not in the sanctuary of Yahweh, what makes you think you're going to be marked? You don't even value his sanctuary. Because if you value his ways, you will value his sanctuary. Because the way of Elohim is in the sanctuary. So how can you value the sanctuary or value his way and don't value the sanctuary? Well, the place in which you're going to find his way. So you start at the sanctuary. Because the people who ain't there, there's no need to mark them anyway. What am I going to mark them for? And watch what it says. Then they begin at the ancient men, which was before the house. That's where it begins. But you already seen slaves, utterly old and young, both maids and little children, and women. Seven verse. And he said unto them, defile the house, fill the courts with the slain. Go you forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. And it came to pass, while they were slain them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried and said, oh, Yahweh, will you destroy all the residue of Israel in your pouring out of your fury upon Jerusalem? You're going to kill them all? Then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Yehuda is exceedingly great. The land is full of blood. The city is full of perverseness. For they say Yahweh has forsaken the earth, and Yahweh seeth not. And as for me also, my eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. And behold, the man clothed with linen, which hid the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as you have commanded me. So make no mistake about it. Six was sent to destroy. One was sent to mark. And you got to ask yourself, since he's starting at the sanctuary, where will you be? Will you be out of the sanctuary? Forsaking the sanctuary? Fleeing from the sanctuary? Because you think the way of Elohim is in you and in your house and somewhere is not? Regardless of you forsake it or not, Yahweh sees all things. And he will judge his people. Furthermore, the book of Psalms. Once again, Psalms. Psalms 84. Starting at the very first verse. How beloved are your tabernacles, O Yahweh of hosts? What is a tabernacle? A sanctuary. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of Yahweh. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living Elohim. Yes, the sparrow has found a house. The swallow, a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Yahweh of hosts, my King and my Elohim. And watch what it says in the fourth verse. Blessed are they that dwell in your house. They will be still praising you, Selah. Because it's a blessing to be in the house of Yahweh. Watch what it says. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also fills the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appears before Elohim. O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O Elohim of Yaakov, Selah. Behold, O Elohim, our shield, look upon the face of your anointed. Now watch what this says in the 10th verse. For a day in your court, better than 1,000. Just a day. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Elohim than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. And if you're not in the courts of Elohim, you're not in the house of Elohim, you must be in the tents of wickedness. Where else can you be? You're not in the house of Elohim. And the wise know they rather be doorkeeper than anywhere else. The righteous know a day in the courts of Elohim is better than 1,000 days being nowhere. The sanctuary. That's what we're talking about. And why say the sanctuary? What did the sanctuary do to you but help you, but bless you, and teach you the truth? In the book of Psalms 92. Let's see what this says. First verse, it is a good thing to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For you, Yahweh, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Yahweh, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. Because how do you know the thoughts of Yahweh without going to the sanctuary? Watch what it says. A brutish man knows not, neither does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But you, Yahweh, are the Most High forevermore. For lo, your enemies, O Yahweh, for lo, your enemies shall perish. all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. In the 13th verse is what I want you to see. It's what I want you to know. Those that are planted in the house of Yahweh shall flourish in the courts of our Elohim. Yeah, you're going to flourish. And why? Because you planted, which means you're going to learn, you're going to grow, you're going to develop, and you're going to be prosperous. But what man, what woman do you know that is not planted in the house of Yahweh and they're flourishing? I know not any. And since we're in Psalms, Psalms 127, turn there. The sanctuary, that's what we're talking about. The thing that you forsake, the place you don't want to be. Even though Yahweh called you out to him, why do you think the scriptures teach us in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, that the Sabbath day is a holy convocation because Yahweh called you out to gather to him, to gather for him, that he might teach you his way. And why? Because the way of Elohim in the sanctuary. In the book of Psalms 127, the first verse, unless Yahweh builds a house, they labor in vain to build it. Unless Yahweh keeps the city, the watchman wakes, but in vain. And Yahweh is clearly letting us know, you got a house, but so do he. And his house is the sanctuary. And unless he build a house, they that labor in vain that build it. Yahweh's let us know, this is what will happen in the last days. Of course, if you have no value for the ways of Elohim, and you don't value sanctuary, you're not going to value the very thing I'm about to read. And it's in the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter. And let's see if you know prophecy. In the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter, and let's see what it says. In the very first verse, Malachi 3:1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the master whom you seek is only one master other than Yahweh himself that Yahweh told us to seek. And you're going to read this in the book of Hosea, the third chapter. And I'm going to read it before we leave today. And the master whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. And what's his temple? You look up this word temple, it means sanctuary. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in, behold, he shall come. And why is he coming to the sanctuary? Where else will he bring to you the message of Yahweh? He's called the messenger of the covenant. In other words, he got a message for the people. And where do you think this message is going to go? You think it's going to be like JC just walking in the streets, being followed by multitudes of people? No. That's not his way. No, he's coming to the sanctuary. But you're not going to be there because you have forsaken the sanctuary. You don't value the sanctuary, the very place that the scripture says the way of Elohim is in the sanctuary. And not just his way, by his messenger of the covenant. And watch what it says again. Behold, I will send my messenger. He shall prepare the way before me. And the master whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant you delight in. Behold, he shall come, says Yahweh of hosts. But who may endure the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire. In other words, his message, his word, is going to refine you like fire. And if you can't stand the heat, know the old saying, get out the kitchen. And a lot of people flee from the sanctuary. Not by what is done, but what they hear. And watch what it says. But who may endure the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appears? For he's like a refiner's fire, like full of soap. In other words, clean you up. And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi. Purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto Yahweh an offering in righteousness. Yes, the messenger of the covenant. And just a couple more scriptures before we close. The book of Psalms 27. The sanctuary. You can forsake it. You can flee from it. But I want you to know. Now you know. What you're forsaking. What you're fleeing from. Well, Psalms 27 and 1 says, Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of Yahweh, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yahweh and to inquire in his temple. And why? Because that is where Yahweh is. That is where his way is. That is where his spirit hovers. That is where his name is. And that is where you should be. Only one thing will I see. I'm going to dwell in the house of Yahweh. The last scripture in the book of Psalms 1. Watch what it says. Psalms 1 and 1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of Yahweh, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And watch what happens when you do this. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bring forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does, he shall prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahweh know the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. The sanctuary. This is where Yahweh is. This is where Yahweh called you to gather at. This is where Yahweh way is. Yahweh said he will be a little sanctuary unto you, no matter wherever you are scattered. Don't make people believe, make you believe, deceive you and trick you, to make you think and believe that the true house of Israel is playing church. No, if you want church, you go to church. If you want to be a J witness, you go to the kingdom hall. If you want to be a shriner, you go to the shrine. If you want to practice Judaism, you go to the synagogue. If you want to practice Islam, you go to the mosque. If you want to practice Christianity, you go to the church. But if you want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, you go to the sanctuary of Yahweh. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Yeah. arise, shine for the light. Come, the glory of God has risen up on the sun and the stars. The darkness is uncovered, full seats above our lovers were perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah. I see your refuge, the fountains of living waters, the showers we were right. This restores my order and turns the song to a king, a song for my soul to sing that brought me down very low. My garments white like the wings. Shaddaya, praise be the Most High that brought me out of insanity, crushed the towers of vanity, and made a man of